Hayem Yem Vova the Shani. Haftera Vatishlam Kolamalocha. The Haftera of Pashas Pkude Vova the Shani Tovshim Gimel 1943 was the Pasha of Pkude. So the Haftera is Vatishlam Kolamalocha in Melochim Aleph, like the Midrash of Ashkenazim. There it talks about how the Beis Hamikdash was completed. We do not say Vayas Cherum, which is the Minigas Fardim, which talks about the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash, which is earlier in Melochim. Incidentally, by the Ashkenazim, in Vayakel, they read what the Sfardim read in Kudei. The Birchas Haftera Imrim Tomid Nemon V'Rachmanoto Teshiyah Osasamach. When we say the brochas of the Haftera, the first brocha after the Haftera, we say Kikeu Melech Nemon V'Rachmanoto, and then we say Brochat Hashem Okel Nemon B'Chol Dvorov. And then there is the second brocha Teshiyah Osasamach B'Mheira V'Yomeinu Brochat Hashem Sameach Tzim B'Vanel. So what's the issue here? In the first brocha Kikeu Melech Nemon V'Rachmanoto, in the original versions of the Chabad Siddur, it says Kikeu Melech Nemonot, and the Sharakel says that's the way we're supposed to say it, because the bracha ends Kikeu Melech Nemon, you are the trusted God. So therefore, when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you say the same thing, Hokeil Hanema B'chol Dvarav, the trusted God. So the word Verachamon, the merciful one, doesn't belong here. So the Rebbe determines we disregard this rule. We do say Verachamon. Then we come to the second bracha. There it says Teshiyah Osasamach B'mheirav Yomeinu, you should bring us salvation and rejoice with us. And then we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Sameach Tzim B'Vanel, that the Eibishter rejoices Tzim with the children, which is good. But the original version in the Chabad Sidurim only said, Toshia B'Meirav Yameinu. It did not have the word Usasamach. So the Rebbe inserts Usasamach because we need to end the Bracha with the same as we say in the Baruch Ata Hashem. So here, when you pay attention, it seems to be a bit of a contradiction. So I don't find a direct explanation. I asked around, but I did get a beautiful suggestion from Diane Raskin in London. He suggests that we find in Teda the word ne'emon, trusted, we find it in the klolos, in the curses, in a negative way. The word ne'emon reflects a very negative word. So therefore, perhaps, the Rebbe inserts the verachmon, that this ne'emon should be merciful, and it shouldn't remain only in a negative way. This is just a suggestion, but I thought it's important to point out. Mekubalei zikna anash, there's a tradition by elders of Chassidim, Sefer HaTanya, Tanya is comprised of advice and counsel that Alter Rebbe answered to Chassidim in Yichides in the years 1780 to 1790. In 1792, the Alter Rebbe started organizing the Tanya to reflect the format as we have today, the Sefer HaTanya. In the year 1793, there were many copies and manuscripts of this Tanya that the Alter Rebbe put together. And with many copies and with time, errors crept in and it became corrupted. And there were also those who took the Tanya and they forged it. They created forged copies. And that's why the Alter Rebbe moved quickly to give it over to print, so there's going to be one uniform published book and not just manuscripts. Yes, Nusachacha, there's another version. For 20 years, the Alter Rebbe wrote the Tanya, and he was very precise in every word. Every word was meticulous and particular. Not a word missing, and not a word extra. In 1795, it was already pure and clarified. And then he gave permission to copy it, and manuscripts were created. And when the copies multiplied, and errors crept in, the Alter Rebbe gave it over to print. The Tzemach Tzedek says that the first Rosh Hashanah of his life, which was the year Tov Kufnun, 1789, the Alter Rebbe said a maimer, which talks about the oath that is given to a soul when it comes down to this world, that it should be righteous. This maimer comprised the first three chapters of the Tanya. This comes from a letter the Friedrich Rebbe writes to explain how the Tanya is very meticulous, and there's nothing missing, and there's nothing extra. And it's considered the Teira Shebeksav, the written Teira of Chassidus. Friedrich Rebbe brings this first version, that the Alter Rebbe started a new way of saying Chassidus in the year 1790. Earlier years, the Alter Rebbe used to say very short maimorim, and they were called Tzetlach notes. In 1780, Tov Kuf Mem, the Alter Rebbe started saying a little more organized maimorim, but they were still short.
court, but then they were called ksovim, letters, writings. Tov Kufnum, in 1790, he started a new order in Maimorim that was called Teiris, teachings. They were long Maimorim with long explanations and lessons in service of Hashem. Also, the Alter Rebbe said, these Maimorim more public. Until then, much of the Chassidus was said only for a selected few Chassidim. But here the Alter Rebbe started saying for the public. And it also included a lot of the advice that Alter Rebbe gave to Chassidim in Yechides. So originally it came out part by part, like in sections, and it was not organized. And then when Chassidim got this, and they knew that it was advice that Alter Rebbe is giving Chassidim how to behave, they started copying until the errors and the forgeries got involved, and then the Alter Rebbe decided it has to go to print, and there will be one published version. And in 1797, the Alter Rebbe gave it to print, and that's when it was published for the first time in Slavita. Then he gives the other version, that for 20 years the Alter Rebbe was working very hard, and he was very meticulous that every word should be precise, and after he finished, he gave it out for people to make copies. With time, many errors crept in, so the Alter Rebbe consulted with his friends, Rabbi Yudalei Bakein and Rabbi Zushum Anupoli, and they agreed that he should publish it as a book. He sent it to the publishers in Slavita, and he begged them, please, to make sure they're not missing one word and not adding a word. It should be 100% because everything is organized and he has perfect intention in every word that he wrote. Then the Rebbe writes, when the Chassidim got the original version of the Tanya before it was published as a book, Chassidim had three names for it. There was one named Sefer HaEtzes, the Book of Advice, and there were those who called it Sefer HaBirur, the Book of Clarification, and there was a version that called it Sefer HaAvodah, the Book of Service. And then the Alter Rebbe gave it to print, and it became Likutei Amorim Tanya. And then the Rebbe brings what he heard from his father, the Rebbe Rashab, that he heard from his father, the Rebbe Maraj, that Tzemach Tzedek says that the first Rosh Hashanah of his life, the Tzemach Tzedek was born Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Alter Rebbe said to Maimer, Mashbir Neiseti Tzadik, that you administer an oath to the Neshoma as she comes down to this world. And this consisted the first three prokim of Tanya. So the Rebbe writes about this. The Maimer was about the oath administered because Tzemach Tzedek was born then. And then the Rebbe says the end of the third Pedek talks about the attribute of Das, the attribute that connects the intellect with the emotion, which is the attribute of the Tzemach Tzedek. Finally, the Rebbe says Tzemach Tzedek had a minik to say Chassidus every Erev Rosh on the day of his birthday because the Alter Rebbe said a Maimer when he was born.